The snow is snowing and the wind is blowing, but I can't.
Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Now that the holiday season is upon us, those familiar songs are once again filling the airwaves and concert halls. But of course, it wouldn't be Christmas without those timeless hymns, carols, and seasonal standards. Over the past few years, in their series of holiday jam concerts, the Haig Brothers have taken those sometimes stale chestnuts and often rearranged them to sound fresh and exciting. They also mix in a few lesser-known Christmas tunes. Jeremy Haig is with us here in the studio with a couple of the musicians. We'll get a preview of the 2013 Holiday Jam. Here's some music from past Holiday Jams. Jeremy, thanks so much for stopping by here.
Thank you so much for having us.
We've got sort of an interesting situation because we don't have a keyboard, so we're going to kind of just run with what we have happening here.
We have other ways.
We have other ways. Jeremy, who do we have with us?
Today we have on the tenor saxophone Matt Wallace, who's a native of Omaha, Nebraska, traveled for many years with Maynard Ferguson as his right-hand man in big bands and combos, and has been a really invaluable addition to the Holiday Jam shows all 5 years that we've done it. We also have Allison Nash, who's living in Nashville now. She's from Sioux City, Iowa, and is an incredible singer. And she's here shaking her head, determined not to sing. We also have next to me Noah Hain, who audiences will know for his Tasmanian devil-like harmonica performances. Noah's a native of Worthington. He lives in Minneapolis now.
And we might get a little solo harmonica.
We're going to get a little bit of solo harmonica.
Well, yeah. I'm curious about one thing. You're starting the tour off, what, tomorrow in Rapid City?
We're in Rapid City tomorrow.
And the weather outside is frightful, but I'm assuming the music is going to be delightful. But for those of you who are, have to be out on the road, that has this been a problem in the past?
We're looking at it as we gain an hour. That's kind of our... Right? We had 1 year, you know, the last two Decembers when we've done the tour, it's been pretty great weather. And so you're bound to hit these things once in a while. I mean, there's just, especially when you're traversing the entire state, there's just too much room. Somewhere it's going to be snowing. And so hopefully the roads will be passable and they'll have been plowed and we'll make it there on time. We've only had one instance where we had a blizzard watch knock out a show. And we then scheduled that for the next week on an off night and were able to put it in a little bit later, but it still worked out. We've never actually missed a show entirely. Hopefully that will continue this year.
Now, you're going to pretty much across the state?
Mm-hmm. And into Iowa a little bit, too. Mostly it's a South Dakota tour, though. And almost all the players have a connection to this area and sometimes a connection to Sioux Falls. A lot are from smaller towns throughout South Dakota. So this is kind of fun to go back to several different people's homes on the course of this tour.
And this is the fifth Holiday Jam tour?
The fifth one.
How is it? Does it change from year to year to try to mix it up? Or do you find that there's some things that you just have to play that maybe from an earlier Holiday Jam tour that audiences just loved, and if you don't do that, then they'll storm the stage?
They will. <Yeah. laughs> It's both of those things. Usually each year it's probably about 80% new stuff and then some things that we've done in past years. That's kind of the model that we've been using the last couple of years.
How do you pick the new stuff?
I mean, there's a lot of Christmas music out there, man. Yeah. Yeah, there's, and people are bringing up ideas. I get unsolicited CDs given to me on the street. You should try this. And
original stuff?
Well, no, it's usually they're really fond of the Dolly Parton version, and they just hand it to me on the street. You should do this. Like I'm a boy, but we take all these possibilities. There's some songs we still haven't gotten to yet in year five. There's we're running up to about 100 songs. But you start adding them up, there's a lot of Christmas songs. There's still room for a lot of new things the next few years.
You say there's a lot of Christmas songs, but it seems like, at least when you tune in the radio, it's the same couple dozen.
Yeah, that's true. And most of those are already in the book.
Yeah, and it's...
Yeah, I agree with you. It does seem like that.
So how do you approach those, to keep them fresh? Or are there certain other arrangements that you've heard you try to copy, or do you just like to take things and just redo them and
have fun with them? Yeah. Sometimes it's nice to do. This year there's some Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra that could not be done more traditionally on the show. It's supposed to sound just like you're drinking eggnog in 1963. But there's other tunes like Oh Holy Night. We turn into a New Orleans soul thing usually, and we are doing something with O Come, O Come, Emmanuel this year. We're turning it into an instrumental Latin jazz number because we have these great players we want to feature. It gives the vocalists a break, and it's a song everybody knows. So I found when they know the song so well, you can try out some things with it, and they'll listen because they already have the knowledge of how the song goes in their head, how the carol goes in their head. So it's a whole new kind of accompaniment and a whole new landscape to listen to that carol.
So the audiences will let you play around because, you know, we're talking about, you know, this is music that people really love, and I imagine there's some times they don't want you playing around with them too much.
They tend to be very efficient at letting us know when we go too far.
And then what do they do?
We try to be very careful to be very respectful of those traditions. I think we try to do that, don't we, guys? I mean, it's always a line. You want to be creative, and you also don't want to make somebody mad at what you're trying. So I think this year's show is a very entertaining show, and I don't think we will upset anybody. I think they're going to have a great time.
Well, Allison, Nash, you've been a part of the Haig Brothers tours for a couple of, you know, from the beginning?
This is my second. That's the...
This is your second.
Other Allison.
Okay. There's a lot of Allisons.
Yeah, we have a lot of Allisons.
Okay. So the second, so you're coming back. You must have liked the last year's experience.
Yes, loved it. I'm looking forward to breaking free even more this year.
For you, what do you like about singing the holiday tune?
Last year I just really started liking Christmas music, to be honest with you. And, I love, playing it with these boys. They were very creative and, put some good spins on stuff and I just like it. It puts you in a good mood.
Why not until last year did you start to like holiday music?
I don't know. Huh? I think it was...
That's because you're like 9 years old. That's why. Right?
But 9 year olds love Christmas music.
They do love Christmas music, but it's not good to just rip them out of their home environment and take them around the state.
Yeah.
With us, you know, that's just not safe.
I'm at the point where I can listen to Christmas music year round. Oh. So.
I'm kidding about Allison. She's 21 years old.
Why would he put my age on here?
You're a young adult. She's the youngest member of the group.
So now you're coming back to the area. Is it fun to come back and sing with these guys and play with them?
I love playing with them when we're all together. I actually miss it throughout the year. I look forward to the different events. It's my family.
Yeah.
My new boys.
Well, Jeremy, does it tend to, you know, how you still deal with the main core music? Of course, it's you and your brother Jonathan.
Yeah. When Allison Nash joined the group last year, it was just adding a player to what was already the core of musicians. This year, there is one change. We have another gentleman that's joining in because our regular drummer and his wife had their first child.
Ooh.
You know, he's got to stay home for a month while the kid. I don't know. What do babies do when they're a month old? I'm not going to answer that. Don't answer that. No, none of the parents in here answer that. So he's staying home in Albuquerque, and so we have Charles Sanders, who's another amazing performer that we've worked with to some extent, but we've never done the holiday show with, who is also joining us from Nashville. And he's another guy that grew up in and lived in Sioux City for a while. So we have, other than that, though, the group is the same that it's been. That's one of the fun things about it, because we can get together and figure this stuff out in a hurry and be very comfortable on stage, because we've done it's... Yeah. It's not that it's old hat. It's always fun to look forward to, but it's not a new experience.
When did you start rehearsals? You just bam?
Monday.
Monday. So you have a couple of days.
We've got a couple of days and things are coming together great. We send music out ahead of time.
Okay.
A lot of people are doing work on their own. And that's part of the model of doing a professional group. Sometimes you have to get together and do. You'd be alarmed at some of these professional situations, how little rehearsal time was actually involved. Mm-hmm. At some point, you have to trust the players. And trust that they're going to know what to do on stage and that everybody's going to have a good time.
Well, because we don't have a keyboard here, we're just going to just hear a couple of solo things here.
This
and
is good,
Noah, you have your harmonica. And
yes, I do.
We'll hear a little harmonica Christmas music.
La la la.
right. That's Noah Hain with the Haig Brothers playing with the 2013 Holiday Jam. And no, I got to tell you that I've never liked Jingle Bells, but that's just amazing.
It is. Nice.
Thank you. Thanks.
So you know, how did you... Did you just start, were you assigned, we want you to play Jingle Bells, or you just started jamming on that, on the harmonica? How do you develop that?
That was something that I kind of played around with, and in year one, I brought it to Jeremy and said, you know, I've got this kind of funky version of Jingle Bells that's very harmonica-fied, and, you know, I could do it solo. So yeah. It kind of lived from year one, and we pull it out every once in a while for moments when we don't have a piano.
Nice.
Well, what I like about that is, you know, it's a simple melody, but yet you're able to really dig into it and get something out of it that I've never heard before.
Yeah, it uses a few different techniques, harmonica, it's mostly known for playing single notes, but I wanted to take an approach of kind of self-accompanying myself, like sometimes guitarists can do when they finger pick, they switch between finger picking and playing chords. So I'm playing chords, I'm playing octaves, and then also trying to carry the melody as best I can as well too. So that's kind of, I don't know, using those techniques along with a little bit of rhythm chugging, and
yeah,
that's what happened. Jingle Bells came out.
Bending the notes to make it sound bluesy.
Yeah.
So what does it sound like when it's with the whole band? Are you just
I don't think we've done a full band Jingle Bells.
You just the solo?
Yeah. So far it's been that, so.
Because you could really cut loose with that.
Yeah, we could.
but you won't?
Well, not right now.
Not right now.
Probably at some point, absolutely. Yeah. We have to find other people that don't like Jingle Bells and then convince them. It's so great to hear a sentence that starts, you know, I have to tell you, I've never been a fan of, and then you go, but.
I like getting great. That reaction, though. Yeah. That happens a lot with the instrument I play. I hear that from groups that I play with. It's, you know... There's always the dreaded harmonica player that waves his hand and tries to run on stage with his instrument and sit in with a group. So I've tried to elevate the instrument as much as I can. So.
All right. Well, you're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, talking with a few members from the Haig Brothers Holiday Jam Concert Tour. They'll be off in beginning tomorrow in Rapid City at the Elks Theater, and we'll talk a little more with them. Maybe even hear some recordings from past Holiday Jam tours coming up here on Dakota Midday.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. But oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. Friends to wish me greetings this Christmas again.
Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, listening to a little music from the Haig Brothers Holiday Jam, I think from their first concert a few years back, Please Come Home for Christmas. We're here with one of the Haig Brothers, Jeremy Haig, and a couple of musicians who are singing and playing in the 2013 Holiday Jam concerts. Their tour goes all across South Dakota, Rapid City tomorrow, and then winding up later this month in Sioux Falls with a few performances. And we had planned to have a keyboard here, hear music, but we don't have a keyboard, but we're still having fun anyway, hearing some solo bits. And what this kind of reminds me of is when Franz Gruber wrote Silent Night, they didn't have a band, the organ didn't work, so we just with a guitar and just play it, and that's kind of
what
we're doing here.
See? It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas. How often, you know, are you thrown at the unexpected when you're on these tours?
Oh, you have to be resourceful when you get used to seeing a lot of different circumstances. I mean, we will be, like tonight and tomorrow, we'll be joined by, we'll have some guest performance and a couple other things, and it'll be a slightly different program than what we'll end up doing Saturday once we move on to Pier. And it's not scary if you expect that, if you expect things, because it's all going to be fun, and it's all going to be good music, and it's going to come across great to the audience. But Yeah, this is probably not the business to be in if you want every day to go the same and have a routine and even be able to count on regular meals or sleep. It just probably isn't the time of year to count on that.
One thing about Christmas music, I think we tend to think, oh, happy, joyful, jingle bells, but then something like Please Come Home for Christmas or even Christmas Time is Here Again from the, sure. the Charlie Brown Christmas, which I think you've yeah. played it in the past, that there's also a little bit of maybe sadness or a bittersweet element to Christmas music as well.
I completely agree. Not everybody wants to feel happy all the time this time of year, and that's okay. That's a human emotion, too. I mean, sadness, loss, just grief. Depression, whatever it is. There's songs for that this time of year. And I think there's also mystery to Christmas in both in winter festival senses and in religious senses. There's mystery there that sometimes it's easy to slap a happy sticker on everything and make it these bright colors when there's a lot of interesting stuff you can do to round out a concert where the music maybe is a little bit more pensive or more thoughtful. You know, and then you can go back into the fun stuff at the end. That's all good and well. But people tend to appreciate those changes of mood. I've noticed that anyway. You know, I mean, they tell us about it.
Well, Allison Nash, I'm wondering for you as you perform and sing with the Haig Brothers, if you kind of like exploring these different elements of Christmas music?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I like to see what I can do with it. Yeah. I am still learning. I'm on a learning journey. So, like some things I did last year, I'm going to try to do different this year and see what I can come up with.
What are some of the songs that you're singing?
Jingle Bells by, sorry.
I bet you'll like the version.
But this is by Diana Krall, so okay. This will be good. What's the
You're
other
doing
one?
Give Love on Christmas Day?
Yes.
That was done by the Jackson 5 back in the Motown years. It's going to be dynamite.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. That's what Christmas...
Yeah, that's what Christmas means to me.
Stevie Wonder.
Some Ave Maria.
Okay. Yeah.
Singing that too.
Merry Christmas Baby.
Oh yeah, Merry Christmas Baby.
Which is one we did, Noah and I did last year. Yeah. So.
Charles Brown.
Exactly.
Song, yeah. Great song.
Mm-hmm. That's one where the harmonica with the whole band is almost too much to take. Okay. It's fantastic. Don't you think?
Yeah, I try and redline it.
Well, another one of the band members of the Haig Brothers Holiday Jam is with us, saxophonist Matt Wallace. And you've got your tenor out here. And what have you got for us?
Christmas Time is here.
We were just talking about that, right? The Vince Guaraldi thing. All right. Just because I said I didn't like jingle bells.
Right.
I'm being punished.
I should never say anything like that again. Yeah.
That's Matt Wallace on the tenor saxophone, a member of the 2013 Haig Brothers Holiday Jam. Christmas Time is Here Again, a song that is one of those beloved tunes during this time of the year from the Charlie Brown Christmas. Jeremy Haig is with us, one of the Haig Brothers. that song we were talking about that a little bit earlier, it seems like in the last 10, 20 years or so, that's become a song that's now a Christmas standard, even though we knew it growing up watching Charlie Brown Christmas. And now it seems like a lot of, like you mentioned, Diana Krall and others are now playing this song.
Yeah, and it there are other TV, it's from those annual TV showings of things that make that possible over time. Those are all now standards. They were new songs back in the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. Vince Guaraldi, Peanuts, it was said that that Christmas special is kind of what made it made people that hate jazz like jazz. Yeah. You know, they say, oh, I hate jazz. What about Charlie Brown Christmas? And they go, oh, well, I like that. And so that it's marvelous because we're a band that likes to go into those styles sometimes, and that's great material to choose from because it's beloved. Everybody knows it, and it doesn't threaten anyone in the audience. You know, it's a comfortable, warm feeling when you listen to it.
Matt Wallace, what do you try to do with that song or other Christmas music that when you get to play?
You know, it's kind of what Allison hit on earlier. We're a bit of a family, and so really it's just trying to kind of be the cog in the machine next to the other cogs, you know. There's so much talent in the group, and we have so much fun playing together that it almost doesn't matter what music Jeremy picks. It's going to be great no matter what.
Is it fun then to when you get this opportunity to get together?
Absolutely, and I'm like you. I'm not a big Christmas song kind of guy, but we've never played one song that I didn't like once I heard his arrangement of it. You know, some of the old standard stuff I'm not so sure about, but he always puts a nice twist on it, so it makes it fun.
What do you think, Matt, that makes – there's a lot of Christmas shows out this time of year, and maybe it's hard for you to say since you're on the stage, you're part of the program, but I'm wondering if there's something special you think that these holiday jam tours have.
It's the diversity of the music. I mean, we respect the some of the older stuff. We do some of the new stuff. We put a twist on things. And so, to me, there's something for everybody in the show. And it doesn't matter what year it is. Jeremy's always very careful about saluting different segments of the audience, I think.
Well, Jeremy, I'm assuming that you've got a wide, you know, wide age range. You try to have something that everybody will like, that there's something that they're really going to get into.
Yeah, we, like... It's wider than the age range for Monopoly. What does it say on Monopoly? Like 8 to 80 or something?
Yeah. 80.
Ours should be wider than that. That's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're exactly right. You have to be able to – there needs to be some things where kids love coming to the show because they can watch people playing instruments really well. Then they want to play saxophone or they want to play harmonica or they want to play piano. And we get – people that talk to us with their children, that bring up their kids to meet us after the concert, almost at every stop, interested, just have them shake our hand or whatnot because they're interested in the music after seeing what they just saw and hearing what they just heard. That's kind of fun, too. So for the kids, even if we're playing songs that are adult or whatever, you know, just songs that when they're five, they're not really going to get it yet. It doesn't mean they can't have fun watching the group. And then, of course, we're doing a lot of some of the old tunes. They're not really all that old. Like songs from the 50s, there are people that are going to be on the audience that was when they were in their early 20s or when they were 18 or 25, whatever it is, and that was those were their songs. You got to do a good job on those songs.
The tour kicks off tomorrow in Rapid City, goes on through about, December 2nd? 22nd.
December 22nd,
Sioux Falls. What happens then when you're all done? You know, do you all then at the final performance, then the whole band go off by yourselves and then just have your own little jam, or you just kind of...
We'll all have to head our separate ways because keeping people in the area for this amount of time can be tricky. One thing we're going to probably do is make sure we get a nice little gift bag and take it out to the Klebanovs for hosting us for these rehearsals the last few days down at the retreat near Baltic. Now I'm also hoping that we can... If anybody has a snowplow in that area, maybe they can meet us down there to make sure we get the cars out of there.
Alert the gravel truck.
My goodness.
In about 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. You're heading out to Rapid City. Yeah.
Well, we're heading out to Rapid City tomorrow morning, but we still have to go up and get our equipment up at the artist retreat at Pointer's Ridge, which is where we've been holed up for the last couple of days practicing. Everybody kind of goes their separate way at the end because these are busy performers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of amazing we can get everybody together for the amount of time we can. I'm very thankful for that.
Well, I'm thankful that you were able to come by and talk with us here.
You're never going to ask me to bring piano again. I'm going to know what you're talking about.
Well, Noah Hain, Allison Nash, Matt Wallace, and Jeremy Haig, thanks so much for stopping by. Safe travels, and hope thanks. You have a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
The Haig Brothers kick off their 2013 Holiday Jam Tour tomorrow in Rapid City at the Elks Theater. And then, as I mentioned, over the next couple of weeks, they'll be playing in communities all around the state, finishing the tour on the 21st and 22nd with performances in Sioux Falls. For a complete list of dates and places, you can visit the Haig Brothers website, haigmusic.com, and that's Haig with two G's. That's it for this edition of Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. The producer is Stephen Zwemke. We had help from Chris Loffrey. Special thanks to on-site engineer and driver Stephen Munson. And also thanks to Kara Hetland and Keely Bultina. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk with State Finance Commissioner Jason Dilges about the governor's budget proposal for the next fiscal year. And we'll have more holiday music, this time from the Hill City Slickers. That's all coming up on tomorrow's Dakota Midday at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio. I'm Carl Gerke. Stay tuned. Here and Now is coming up next.
Living while people sing songs of good cheer, Christmas is here.
On this and on, without end, their joyful tone too.